Oregon lawmakers set aside funding for two programs, options counseling and caregiver training through Oregon Care Partners. The American Association of Retired Persons recently reported it is crucial to continue those programs as more people begin dealing with an aging baby boomer population. Sarah Holland is a spokeswoman for the state's Alzheimer's Association chapter. She says families provide enough unpaid hours of care every year to rival Walmart's annual sales, and lawmakers can't afford to ignore that.
This is something that goes on for years, and so it really can limit someone's ability to function in multiple ways, whether that's to be employed or their own health, and ultimately those can directly impact the state and how the state is functioning.
The new AARP report says one in five people over 25 cares for an elderly or disabled person while holding a job. Funding for the caregiver programs has been allocated in Oregon for the next 2 years. For KLCC News, I'm Desmond O'Boyle.